From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. News 10 in Albany reports that Columbia County is the latest local county to declare a state of emergency because a southern governor or a big city mayor might bus migrants there. No migrants have been bused to Greene, Columbia, Albany, or Rensselaer counties, but they now have declared a state of emergency because someone might. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell said the order is to, and I quote, preserve public safety and hereby render all required and available assistance vital to the security, well-being, and health of the citizens of the county, end quote. Murrell also listed his county's shortcomings, saying, and I quote, as a county with no homeless shelter and being chronically short of hotel-motel space, we have already been required to house some homeless in other counties. In addition, Columbia County already faces medical care and transportation shortages, end quote. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Greene Media that on May 22nd, the Catskill Central School District Board of Education voted for a tax break for the existing Athens generating plant. The Greene County Legislature approved the tax break for the power company at its April 19th meeting. Usually, tax breaks are used to lure a company to a new area, but legislators here decided to extend the tax breaks to Athens Gen. The school had to sign off on the matter as it receives less funding if more property tax breaks are issued locally. The story does not detail exactly how much less taxes Athens Gen will pay to Greene County under the extended tax break. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Greene Media that the Restore New York Communities Initiative is granting $1.5 million for the CAS redevelopment project in Hudson. The project is attempting to build a year-round farmers market and public space for special events along the Hudson River waterfront. Hudson Common Council President Tom DiPietro said, and I quote, everything that goes in down the riverfront and the train station contributes to the overall development of that part of the city that has been dormant for way too long, end quote. The project will cost $4.5 million total, and developer Ben Sain has declined to say how much more money will be needed to complete the project. Editor's note, DiPietro is a WGXC on-air programmer, and you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Hart Wyonio B. Sastrowardio reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that smoke from raging wildfires in western Canada have been wafting into the Hudson Valley this week. The National Weather Service tweeted, and I quote, when larger particles in the atmosphere, such as smoke and dust, scatter light, they scatter longer wavelengths better, end quote. So the smoke from distant Canadian wildfires has caused vivid red sunsets in the Hudson Valley this week. A passing cold front with a small bit of rain on May 24th may clear the air locally. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.